Hello, grandkids, and welcome to a very special edition of the podcast. I am joined by Aaron Hallman, co-promoter of New Ohio Wrestling. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Kevin. Thank you for having me on the show. I love talking about pro wrestling and New Ohio Wrestling in particular, and looking forward to talking about our next live event with all your listeners.
Excellent. Yeah, that is on February the 11th at Groveport Madison Junior High School in Groveport, Ohio. So, and it's a Saturday evening with doors opening at 6 and show starting at 7.
Yes, and, I was just going to say the Groveport Madison Junior High School, it's also known as the Groveport Madison Middle School Central. There's three middle schools in Groveport, North, South, and Central. We're at Central. It's 751 East Main Street. Very easy to get to if you're in Columbus or if you're coming outside of Columbus. It's on that main street right there.
Yeah, it was quite easy to find. I believe you guys ran your previous show at the same location, and it was quite easy to find, even coming from the northwest side of town here. So
yes, last year we did our first Battles for the Band. It's an annual fundraiser for the Groveport Madison Marching Band. So this is our second time at the school, so it'll be Battles for the Band 2. We did run one show after that show. Our last show was in July, so we're ready to run again, and we're looking forward to it.
There are already a few matches signed for the card, although it's not completely filled out, if I'm not mistaken. But one of the first ones announced is a new signee or a new appearance by the baddest man alive, Aaron Williams, who will be taking on Robbie Superstar.
Yes,
what can you tell us about the baddest man alive?
Yes, we're pretty excited to have Aaron Williams make his new Ohio debut at Now 4. Aaron Williams is kind of a utility player. He can do any type of style. You know, he's very technically adept. He can take to the air. He can fight. He's very well versed in the martial arts. He's got very dangerous kicks, very dangerous knees, palm strikes, and that's where he gets the baddest man alive moniker. And he's a young veteran. He's been wrestling for well over 10 years. He's wrestled all over. He's won titles all over. So we're very excited to have him on our roster. And his opponent, Robbie Superstar, there's some similarities between the two men. Just like Aaron, you know, he's been all over. He's done it all. He's seen it all. But that's kind of where the similarities end, because personality-wise, you couldn't find two different people. Aaron Williams is very stoic, very serious. Robbie Starr, very brash, very loud, very colorful. But they say styles make for fights. And really looking forward to this one. Anytime you make your debut in a promotion, you want to win, and you want to win impressively. So I know Aaron's going to come in and really going to try to make an impact. Robbie, at last year's Battles for the Band, he came up a little bit short against Marion Fontaine. It was a good match. And then on our last show, Robbie teamed with his buddy No Shame, Jimmy Shane, and they lost a tag team match. So Robbie really needs to get back on the winning track. And a win over Aaron Williams, who's one of the top independent wrestlers, really would get him back on track. So this is going to be our opening match, and we wanted this to be the opener because we wanted to set the tone for the rest of the show, which I think it will. So really looking forward to this one.
Excellent. Yeah, Robbie Superstar definitely had a different personality than, than Aaron Williams.
Yeah.
Just from the excellent video package that is up on New Ohio Wrestling's Facebook page from Demo Blast Studios that they did of Aaron Williams. It's worth a peek to get a better read on the gentleman.
Yeah, just a sneak peek of what Aaron Williams is all about. And I think if he's victorious in this match, he could go on to be one of the top guys in New Ohio Wrestling.
Excellent. You know, next up on the docket as far as matches that are already predicted. Oh, where was number two? Oh, there it is. Matt Brannigan taking on Juice Jennings.
Yes. Another debut by Matt Brannigan. Matt's a young man who was trained by Cody Hawk. And Cody Hawk has trained Dean Ambrose, Sami Callihan, Eli Drake, and TNA. So Matt Brannigan is very fundamentally sound. He's also a high flyer, he's got a very likable personality. He's a fun-loving guy. He's someone that I think the fans are really going to take a liking to, but he's getting no easy first opponent in Agent Orange Juice Jennings because Juice is one of the top wrestlers in New Ohio Wrestling. And Juice is a very good mat technician, very well versed in submissions too. He's got the ankle lock finisher as one of his signature moves. But the thing about Juice is he also likes to break the rules at times. Even though I don't think he needs to, he's just had a major attitude change over the last couple of years. He used to be a guy that the fans really really liked and really looked up to, but he's taken on kind of a darker persona now in New Ohio Wrestling. On paper, Juice is the favorite to win, but, you know, matches aren't won on paper. They're won inside the ring. And if Juice Jennings takes Matt Brannigan lightly, it could be a huge, huge mistake for him. And Juice has he's been talking about how he feels he's been disrespected by New Ohio Wrestling, how he feels he should be in the main event, and really been kind of dismissive of Matt Brannigan and doesn't really feel that Brannigan's on his level. That concerns me a little bit. It seems to me like he might be taking him lightly. And if he does, we could see a huge upset, at Now Four.
Excellent. Yeah. I would not be surprised. Juice Jennings maybe showed a little bit of arrogance at the last, Battle of the Bands. So I am not surprised that the attitude has continued to carry over.
Yeah, and on that show, he and Dark Star Matt Taylor had an excellent match, and Juice had a great match with Les Taylor at our last show. And he's a very talented wrestler. It's just his attitude sometimes is just a little disheartening. But like I said, this we could see a major upset if he takes Matt Brannigan lightly, and. The same thing with, you know, Aaron Williams making his debut. You know, Matt Brannigan wants to win impressively. So he's obviously not taking Juice Jennings lightly, and this should be a really good match.
You've brought up at least a couple of the names already that are in this the third match that was announced, which is it's a six-man tag match with Celeste Taylor, Sherman Tank, and Uriah Baylor taking on No Shame Jimmy Shane, the professional Brandon Fields, and the stretcher James Avery.
Yes, this is actually going to be the first ever six-man tag team match in New Ohio Wrestling. And, you know, six-man tag team wrestling is making a comeback. You know, Ring of Honor has a six-man tag team division now. They just crowned their first six-man tag team champion. So you might be seeing some more six-man tags in NOW in the future, but this one's going to be the first. And there's a little bit of a backstory behind this match. At the first Battles for the Band, Celeste Taylor wrestled No Shame Jimmy Shane, and Robbie Starr was at ringside, and he passed a chain to Jimmy Shane, then Jimmy hit Celeste with it and got the win. And you know, that loss has bugged Celeste ever since. He's really wanted to avenge that loss, and now he has the opportunity to do that along with Sherman Tank and Uriah Baylor. Uriah Baylor debuted at our last show, had a really good showing against Jock Sampson. Came out on the losing end, but put in a great performance. Sherman Tank also debuted at our last show, now three, and he got the win. So Sherman Tank, he's obviously going to be the power of the team. He's another veteran of the sport, wrestled close to 20 years all over. So I think, you know, his power is going to complement the speed and athleticism of Celeste and Uriah. And on the opposing team, James Avery and Brandon Fields teamed up at last year's Battles for the Band, and they lost to Onyx and Graham Wellington. So they really want to avenge that loss as well, and they're good friends with Jimmy Shane, so I think there's going to be some good chemistry there. This should be a good match. I'm really interested to see how this one plays out. And Celeste Taylor, he's a very athletically gifted wrestler, has a bright future in professional wrestling. However, his win-loss record in NOW thus far hasn't been stellar. He's actually 0-3. And you know, he actually was in the main event of our first show, and he had a great match against Juice Jennings. So, and they actually rematched again on the last show. It's another good match. So, you know, losing to Juice is there's no shame in that. You know, no pun intended. But he needs to get that win in NOW, because you know, wins and losses they do matter and they mean something. And too many losses in a row, and you might not be in NOW too much longer. But I think Celeste's team has a good chance in this one. So really, really excited to see how this one plays out.
Yeah, it's there are a lot of intertwining storylines there, which always makes for an interesting match and dynamics within the match.
Yes, I agree.
And the fourth match announced is White Trash Maniac Ron Mathis taking on Trick Nasty with Ripper Blackheart. Can you tell us about this matchup? Sounds like it might be a rough and tumble one.
Yes, another debut. We're bringing in some new faces on this show. Trick Nasty, though, he's been around. He's not exactly he's not a new kid on the block. He's been around as well. You know, I use the term young veteran a lot when describing our wrestlers, and a lot of these men get involved in wrestling when they're teenagers and have been wrestling, you know, for the last close to, you know, 15, 20 years, some of these guys, and they're still in their prime, and Trick Nasty falls into that category. He's a very, I'll just say it. He's kind of an arrogant individual. You know, there's some similarities between him and Robbie Starr. Trick's pretty full of himself. But he's got good reason to be, because he's a really good wrestler inside the ring. And he's going to have Ripper Blackheart in his corner. And Ripper, he's not above getting involved in the matches. He's pretty dastardly guy, if I could just be completely honest about it. So you've always got to kind of have that one eye on Ripper when you're in the ring with Trick. His opponent, White Trash Maniac Ron Mathis, debuted at last year's Battles for the Band. He and Bruce Gray had a really good match. I think Ron was on the verge of winning that match until a low blow kind of ended the momentum for him, and you know, DDT later, and Bruce was the winner. But the fans, I think, really took to Ron Mathis, and he's another guy similar to Aaron Williams in that he can do it all. Very good technical wrestler. He can take to the air. He can just straight up fight you, and he's got that I like to say he's got that devil-may-care attitude, and he goes out every match and wrestles like it's his last. And he's a guy that I think could be one of the top guys in New Ohio Wrestling, too. But for that to happen, he's got to get past Trick Nasty first. And they have wrestled each other before in another promotion, so they're familiar with each other. This could be one of the sleeper matches of the night. I definitely feel like this one could go either way, but you always have to kind of take Ripper Blackheart in the equation too, because you know he's going to be at ringside. He could possibly try and get involved in the match. I hope that doesn't happen. I want to see a good contest between Trick and Ron, but you know you never know what's going to happen. But definitely excited about this one, and looking forward to see who comes out on top.
Yeah, well, we go from that matchup to one that definitely pits two very different personalities, which is matchup number five at the moment. The Handlebar Haberdasher, Marion Fontaine, taking on the Appalachian Outlaw, Jock Sampson.
Yes, a lot of history behind this match as well. Marion Fontaine at last year's Battles for the Band wrestled Robbie Starrs, I mentioned earlier, and you know Robbie had Jimmy at ringside with him, and of course Jimmy got involved in the match, and it appeared that Robbie Starr was the winner, but we had our Groveport Madison marching band directors at ringside who had decided they had seen enough and came down and explained to the referee what had happened. The match got restarted, and Marion got the win. And since that time, he's kind of become the defender of the marching band. And I don't want to say he's their mascot, but the band has really taken to him, and they play his entrance theme when he comes to the ring. Conversely, at last year's Battles for the Band, the Appalachian Outlaw, Jock Sampson, made his debut. And we had asked Jock prior to the show to send us some videos talking about his debut, talking about his opponent, who is Brian, the world's most huggable wrestler, Brian Castle. What Jock sent us instead were videos of him insulting the Groveport Madison Marching Band, insulting the citizens of Groveport. And I know that upset a lot of people. And I know people asked us, you know, why did we give Jock a forum to make those insults? And why did we show them? We feel that it's important to give the wrestlers a forum to express their views. And we don't always agree with it. We don't necessarily endorse it. But we feel it's important that the fans hear it. And, you know, Jock upset a lot of people. And he actually got the win against Brian Castle on that show. And he, as I stated earlier, he beat Uriah Baylor on the last show. And for this show, you know, Jock continued to send us videos running down the marching band and the people of Groveport. He may regret those words when he steps in the ring with Marion Fontaine, because Marion Fontaine is a very, very capable wrestler. Don't judge a book by the cover. He's not the biggest guy. He's not the strongest guy, but he's got this style that you can't really prepare for. It's a very unorthodox mat-based style. He knows a lot of tricks of the trade, and he certainly has the fans in his corner. He's one of the most liked wrestlers in New Ohio Wrestling. So Jock, he might suffer for his words, I think, in this one. And finally, the marching band and the people of Groveport will get the last laugh if that happens. It should be noted, however, that Jock is not going to be coming to the ring by himself. He has a man by the name of Magnum CK in his corner. Magnum and Jock do team up in other promotions. And Magnum, well, we'll be talking more about Magnum because he's going to be in the next match. But I do think it's important just to note that he's going to be at ringside. And hopefully that doesn't play a factor in the match. But I'm really, really interested to see how this one plays out too. You know, because like I said, Jock said some pretty insulting things, some pretty hurtful things. And I'm not biased, but you know, in life, sometimes, you know, you get what's coming to you, and it might just happen at the hands of Marion Fontaine at, Battles for the Band too. So we'll see how this one plays out. I'm excited to see what happens.
Excellent. I guess, yeah, as you already alluded, why am I brain farting right now? Jock Sampson's friend Magnum CK is in the the last announced match at the moment, and he is taking on the Black Superman Onyx.
Yes, this is going to be a battle of the big men. Onyx is arguably, well, I don't even know if it's arguable. He is probably the most powerful and intense wrestler in New Ohio Wrestling. He debuted at last year's Battles for the Band in a tag team match along with Graham Wellington, and they were victorious over James Avery and Brandon Fields. And at our last show, Now 3, Onyx defeated Brandon Fields in a singles match. So he's undefeated in New Ohio Wrestling. But he's going against a man who matches up very well in the strength department. Magnum CK, a good 6'3", 6'4", 300 pounds. I've seen videos of him working out in the gym, curling 100-pound dumbbells like if they were nothing. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Onyx deals with a man who matches up in the strength department with him as well. It should be noted this is Magnum's NOW debut, so the fans really haven't seen a lot of him. But I can tell you, if he gets a win over Onyx in his debut, it's going to catapult him up the ranks of NOW. But that's kind of easier said than done. Onyx, in addition to his power and his strength and his intensity, he's another a guy that's been wrestling for quite some time. He knows all the tricks of the trade, and he's not above getting dirty if that's what it takes to win a match as well. If Magnum chooses to go that route, you know, he can match it fist for fist. I'm interested to see how this one plays out. Because like I said, you know, Magnum, you know, he teams with Jock. But if he gets a win in a singles match over Onyx, he might want to focus on singles competition going forward in NOW. A win for Onyx in this match keeps his momentum going. And, you know, like I said, wins and losses matter because at some point, you know, we'll have a tournament to crown a first champion of NOW. And, and wins and losses will determine, you know, the seeding of the tournament. So, the more wins you have, you know, obviously the better seeding you'll have in the tournament. So this will be a explosive match between two bulls in a china shop, for sure.
Yes, I did see Onyx the last one, and he is quite a sizable gentleman.
Yes. Yeah, he's got shoulders in different zip codes, as I like to say.
that is an excellent description. That is the card again for New Ohio Wrestling Battle of the Bands, Battle for the Band 2, February 11th.
Kevin, I wanted to give you a exclusive breaking news. We haven't officially announced the main event, but we have listed on the poster, but we haven't officially. I'm actually going to post it tomorrow, so by the time your listeners listen to this podcast, it'll be announced. But you're getting the first breaking news. But the main event will be Dark Star Matt Taylor versus True Grit Bruce Gray. And the match will be best 2 out of 3 falls. because this is a rematch from our very first show when they wrestled in the co-main event. And it was just a great, great match, match of the night. And if anyone asked me, you know, what is New Ohio Wrestling all about, I would show them this match because it's two wrestlers just going out there and giving everything they've got for the fans, putting their body on the line, not only to win, but also to entertain everyone. We liked the match so much that we wanted to do a rematch at some point in the future, and this was the show to do it. Matt won that first match, and he made Bruce submit to the Koji Clutch, and I know Bruce has wanted to avenge that loss ever since. It kind of eats away at him a little bit. Bruce Gray is a very competitive person, and he wants to win every match. He gave it everything he had. It didn't go his way. So that's why we wanted to make the rematch two out of three falls, because Bruce has been talking about how the match was a fluke and Dark Star winning was a fluke. So by making it two out of three falls, you can't really say it's a fluke if your opponent beats you twice. And in this case also, you know, Bruce is able to beat Dark Star twice, and he might be able to lay claim that he is the better wrestler. That remains to be seen. But, you know, Bruce is one of the top wrestlers in New Ohio Wrestling. Had a great match with Ron Mathis at last year's Battles for the Band. Had a really good match with Marion Fontaine at our last show. And Dark Star Matt Taylor is one of the top guys in New Ohio Wrestling as well. Undefeated. Defeated Bruce on the first show. Defeated Juice on our second show in a great match. And defeated Benjamin Boone on our last show. So Matt, I think, is really setting himself up to be the top guy in New Ohio Wrestling. But in order to achieve that, he's got to get past Bruce Gray once again. And I think this could be I think it could possibly surpass the first match. And really looking forward to it. I think the fans are really going to enjoy it. And so that's going to be our main event for Now 4.
Excellent. That is great to have that breaking news. Then to yeah. to wrap this show up. Again, it's February 11th. Just in case you forgot, after that at the breaking news at the Groveport Madison Junior High School, New Ohio Wrestling battles for the band part two. I'd like to thank Aaron Hallman, the co-promoter, for coming on here and giving us some insight onto this event.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, Kevin, for having me on Stunt Granny. I also want to let the fans know, if they want to get their tickets in advance for the show, you can order them online at newohiolive.com. Tickets are $12 for adults, $8 for kids, 12 and under, and kids 2 and under get in free. Also, you can purchase your tickets at the show, at the door. But yeah, we're really excited about this show, and we're still getting our website.
I even bought them online. I believe I had them just on my phone when I came in, and someone scanned them at the last event, and everything went smoothly. So that service is quite nice.
Yeah. Some people like to get their tickets in advance, and go to newohiolive.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page if you're in the Columbus area, and we can make sure you get tickets as well. And our Facebook page is the best way to keep up to date on New Ohio Wrestling. We're still working on the website, but we're also on Twitter, New Ohio Wrestling minus the G, so you can check us out on Twitter as well. But I think this could be our best show yet, and really looking forward to it. And we hope everybody comes out and supports us.
Excellent. Well, this is Kevin DeFrango, and I'm signing off for At Stunt Granny. Good night.